to iHeartRadio Canada today, hanging out with Blake, George, and Reese. It's the boys from New Hope Club.
Hello. Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for having us.
First, I'd like to hand you these. I thought I would put myself in the group.
That's so good.
And give you
that's a nice one.
A fourth
member. That's a really nice one.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, are you free on the weekends?
Yeah, I could do weekends.
Can you play
drums? Do you know what? I used to actually play drums at school. Yeah,
All right, that's good.
This one looks real, kind of.
What do you think?
I like this.
If you'll have me.
Yeah, you're in. You're in. Don't have to ask twice.
The new New Hope Club.
The new.
There we go. So we recently just came out with a song. In fact, a double A. You've released a few of these now. Is this kind of your thing? Or is it just because you have so much music, you're like, how can we get this out the fastest way possible?
I mean, partly, we haven't released music in a long time. We were just like, we had so much stuff we wanted to get out. But also, we're massive fans of old music, and anyone who's followed us for a while would know that. We just love, like, the idea of how it used to be, like, with releasing a record and it having an A side and a B side, and usually the B side had a different feeling or a different sound to the A side. I think, like, especially with the first two double release that we did with Getting Better and Girl Does Both, we really wanted to show, like, the opposite ends of the spectrum of what we could do on the album, like, one being upbeat and exciting and kind of dancey, and then one being more mellow and a little bit more Simon and Garfunkel vibe. We just wanted to show that what we could do. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have a favorite of out of Lush and Walk It Out, like, or is it just depend on the day?
Definitely dependent on the day. We've only played Walk It Out live. We've not played Lush properly yet live, so I'm looking forward to playing that one. But Walk It Out goes down crazy live. Everyone gets so excited and hyped and sings it, because it's kind of like a shouty rock, like kind of rocky song.
We wrote Walk It Out not that long ago, so we usually always enjoy and like the songs more that we write recently, because we wrote Lush on Zoom.
Was a Zoom session. Proof that Zoom sessions do work.
They do actually work. Yeah. Somehow. That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on the day, doesn't it? Yeah. It definitely does. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Lush.
Thank you.
It's so good. You're like, I'm just whistling it all day. I love it. It's so good.
Cheers. Do it while you're on stage playing drums for us.
Exactly. Yeah, I know it all off by heart, and so I'm ready to go. A music video and a lyric video just dropped for that for Lush. Is there going to be another one as well for Walk It Out?
Yeah, there's going to be a Walk It Out music video coming soon. But we wanted to get the Lush video out first, because we shot that one about a month ago now. And we had a lot of fun on set. And fun fact, the guy who was doing the dancing in it, he wasn't meant to dance at all. He was just going to walk around, like admire the space and kind of.
He also wasn't
cool.
meant to talk.
He wasn't meant to talk, but he was like, "I've got a couple of lines for you."
We're like, came in and he was like a ball of energy. He was amazing.
He's even more prepared than I am. Yeah.
And no,
100%.
But yeah, he wasn't meant to dance, and then he was just like, "Do you want me to throw a few moves in there for you?"
Yeah, he was going. I was like, before I heard him talk, I was like, "Whose dad is that?"
Yeah. I wish.
Yeah. No, he was.
We
great.
Had to cut so much of what he was saying because he was like, swearing and like, it was so funny.
Yeah, that's so good. Congratulations on the release of those songs. And is it safe to say that this has been your most productive year yet, or has a lot of this stuff been done on Zoom calls in years previous and in lockdown? Were you mostly busy then?
I feel like it's been like a very busy two and like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Because like once lockdown hit, we'd literally only like just turned to writing and producing, because we'd spent 5 years touring, so it was a bit weird, that transition from non-stop to stopping. So we just kind of threw ourselves into the deep end of writing this new project and experimenting, and it's taken a lot of like progression of like figuring out what we wanted to be, and it's just come from through experiment and having fun, and it's really exciting now the songs are coming out, because we have sat on them for a little bit now, so it's like you start getting to the point where you were like, we want to start the next record,
and was it safe to say that you had probably spent the most time ever apart in lockdown, or were you all in the same bubble?
I mean, the first couple of months, like, we went back, because we started off at the start of the pandemic in America, and then we flew home, and we went to our, like, parents' houses for a couple of months. It was lovely to see them, but after a while, we're like, we just want to kind of crack on. So we were apart for, like, 4 months at the start.
Which is definitely the longest we've been apart.
Yeah. Crazy.
But then after that, we just like got together in the same households, and you know, we were doing like the whole bubble thing. I forgot how it works, yeah. But we got in the same household and was just recording wherever we could. And yeah, we were doing like such weird stuff. Like we had to turn a couch upside down to make a vocal booth and stuff. Like we were kind of like a machine. We were just writing songs every day.
Yeah.
But it was really so enjoyable. Like we were just enjoying it for the first time in so long. Kind of felt like we were back at school. Like we'd just get the work done during the day, and yeah. Then like we'd do a Zoom at night and then do another song. And then the morning we'd wake up and record that song. Like it was just great. It was like a workshop.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're making me feel so unproductive. I was just playing FIFA for the whole time.
We were playing FIFA.
Okay, good. At least
we've
I'm
had a few flights since then, so we've been playing FIFA a lot.
Yeah, nice. I'll add you. We'll get a game going.
2v2.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you were writing a lot of that music back in the UK, and then you recorded it out in LA. Is that right? A lot of it, or
yeah,
a mix.
A bit of a mix, really. We'd literally produced it just ourselves, so we were able to like travel with the productions, you know, like usually when we have a producer it's a bit difficult to like, you know, keep working on the song because then you've got to go find the producer and find time for them. So we kind of just everywhere we went we're just adding to the songs. Like some studios would have drums in and we had like live drums on some of the songs, so then we do some of the drums in England or some of the, you know, synths in LA. It just kind of all pieced together.
Yeah,
but I'd say like the last 2 months of the process was in LA, and that was the main like finishing stuff.
Okay, nice. And let's talk about touring and getting back to playing live shows again. Do you remember the first one after lockdown and getting out there?
It was in England.
Acoustic.
No, it was the
oh no
the
it tour, wasn't.
But where was
no,
it? It wasn't, was yeah. it like Brighton?
I think
or somewhere?
Yeah, Bristol.
Bristol.
Oh, it was Bristol.
Obviously, wasn't that memorable then.
We played a lot of shows since. Yeah. Not gonna lie,
it was in
Bristol. I don't know. It was weird. There was like a weird vibe. I think
the crowd also was like
unsure. Everyone's like confused about, you know. It was just as soon as like live shows were allowed to happen again. We were literally like one of the first artists to go back to touring. So we were all just kind of a bit, you know, what can we do? What can't we do? How
I
close
think
can we get
still,
to people?
It's still getting back to like mm-hmm. normal. I think it's mm-hmm. definitely a transition to get back to where we were. But like touring's our favorite thing to do. Obviously, we love it. We literally just did a tour of America and Asia, but we didn't add in a Canada date. And we got a lot of complaints.
Yes. We did.
So we're going to have to come back and
That's
do
why
it.
We've got you in here. We're locking the door until you agree to one. Let's talk about the response that you've had and the reaction and the fan base that you have over in Asia. That just blows my mind. It must blow yours as well. You ever get used to that, going over there and getting that response?
No. Yeah, I mean...
Just because it's so different to what we used
it
to.
Is. We turned up there the first time and we, like... genuinely didn't know if anyone would know who we were, and we turned up and like the security doors opened when we'd just got our bags, and there was just like the loudest scream ever, like a wall of screams, and we were like, well, is that's for us? And then the doors opened again and they screamed, and we was like, that's crazy. And we went out and there was hundreds of people with masks on of our faces. Like it was a bit surreal. Yeah. Like everyone was like staring at us with our faces. But and just like since then they've just been amazing. Over lockdown they were just so on it, and then our song did really well, Know Me Too Well over there. And then since then, you know, we've been back, we've done a headline festival there, which is our first ever headline slot, and I feel like it's just going wild. We love it.
That's amazing. Is there a favorite thing that you do when you're not working, when you're on tour, when you're traveling? Is it like food? Is it just
we're big football fans, so
try and get a game in if you can. But
try and get a game in or go watch a game. We've watched a game in Argentina, which was crazy a couple of years ago.
A guy run up a wall when they score.
Run up a wall. He picked me up, swung me round. I was a bit like, oh no.
That's amazing. Yeah,
we try and get out.
Was that?
That was Buenos Aires, yeah. That was
unreal.
Like the atmosphere, because it's
River
so
Plate.
Different everywhere you go. Like the atmosphere is just crazy.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're gonna try and go to like a hockey game or something. Here.
Oh, you gotta do it.
Like anything
we want
live
to this
sport.
Weekend. We're gonna keep dropping it in until someone gets us tickets.
And if you don't
someone.
See on our social.
Would you take the hint already? All right, good, good. Yeah,
it's been all morning. We've been
sort that out. Yeah, that's awesome. Blake, I've got to ask you about the movie Midas Man.
Yeah,
been working on that. Obviously, playing Sir Paul McCartney. That's a hell of a role.
Yeah, cool.
you excited about it and the response that you've received so far?
Yeah, really excited. I mean, I did a tweet when I was like 17 that said like, if I'm ever to be in a film, I want to play Paul McCartney, and then it happened, and so it's all been kind of
manifest.
Really, really strange, but yeah, we're the biggest Beatles fans in the world, and so it's an honor, obviously, to play it, but a bit of pressure.
Yeah,
but yeah, it should be good.
I feel like there's so much loyalty in the group, and the fact that you stuck together and survived the pandemic and whatever, because I'm sure there was probably like a bit of a crossroads moment, but that moment in itself when you found out you got the role, did it feel like a win for the group, not just you?
100%.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like Blake said, we're such massive Beatles fans, and I think if anyone's to play Paul McCartney in this group, it's Blake. Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of like practicing for that role all our lives. We're huge fans, so yeah, we've been studying that group quite a bit, and especially Paul for Blake.
Yeah.
We used to like play pranks on Uber drivers, like when we were younger in America. We used to just say, "Oh, this is Paul's grandson," and then if like, "Oh, no way!"
That's amazing.
So to actually do it is crazy. I'm looking forward to watching it. Yeah. Every time it comes on, I might do like a proper Beatles fangirl-esque scream when you come on.
You better. The premiere.
Yeah. Yeah. Shall we do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also pretend like you don't know him.
Who is that guy?
we'll sit apart. Yeah.
That's amazing.
You'll sit with Paul.
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah.
Holding hands.
Manifest that. Just tweet it and it'll happen.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Just tweet it. Can't wait to do that.
Did you play guitar right-handed or?
I play right-handed, yeah. Which I'm a bit annoyed about, you know, because I actually write left-handed.
Same.
And so
I do everything else on my right.
Yeah. And I just think like,
if you'd have just started,
if I just started left-handed, if I just was bought that guitar, I would have been left-handed. You're it would have made my life so
Mom,
much
Dad,
easier.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, yeah.
Right. Clearly there were signs.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, it's been all right. I mean, it's obviously I've got the knowledge, so I'm like trying to translate it to this way around, but it just doesn't work that well. But I'm getting there. At least it's bass. It's not like acoustic or lead electric or something.
Well, best of luck with that project and best of luck with all the brand new music. We can't wait for the album. I hear there's going to be about 20 songs on there. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
I need to free up some space on my phone before you drop that one.
I know.
I just discovered iCloud recently. Yeah. I don't know how I've just discovered it. So
yeah. When are we thinking time frame wise?
Probably
early next year.
Early next year. Yeah. All right, awesome. Great way to kick off 2023. We can't wait. Thanks so much.
Thank
New
you.
Hope Club.
Cheers. Cheers.
Where are we going next? Now I'm in the band. I mean, where are we off to now?
We're going, I think we're going to Mexico now.
Yeah. Perfect.
So book your ticket.
All right, I'll book it now. Thanks, boys.
See you later.